The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the jungle of 2017. My brother, and me is the podcast, and I'm your oldest brother, Justin Tyler McElroy.
And I am the brother that is in the middle, Travis Patrick McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother, 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy. Gonna try to get that in every app. Get it in real fast.
Work on your brand.
Practice saying it real fast so it's not a big distraction, 30 under 30 media luminary.
It's 20 serpentine, y'all. We're zagging left and right.
Well, no, but
we are zag nuts.
You can't zag left and right. We are zagging either left or right, and then the other direction that would technically be a zig.
Incorrect.
Okay.
No, okay. That's okay. I see what you're saying, and like you're getting to the root of it. I think.
Yeah,
we're close there. There's something to what you're saying because one would be a zig, but like I wasn't thinking in sequence. But I guess once you started in a line,
yeah,
all lefts are zigs, all rights are zags.
But you can't zag every time because then you're not zagging. You know what I mean? If you zag, that's nothing. You got to zag, zig. What?
What?
That huh? Zig come?
Oh my
from?
God, Travis, are you suggesting that this week we zig on them?
Maybe we zig, Griffin.
All right, I do want to say that at this point, I have mostly purged my Facebook friends and Twitter followers and LinkedIn connections and Friendster friendos of all non 30 under 30 media luminaries. Yes. But you two have made the cut. You're some of the we call you standards, or we call you non 30s. You two are some of the only non-30s that I have on my list. And following you two on social, it's not as enlightening as the other stuff is, but fair, I noticed fair, that you, fair. You've been doing some mad zagging just in this 1 week where we've been trying this bold new experiment.
Well, we do have to congratulate, I think the zag of the week, I think has to go to Forbes. Honestly,
yeah.
Like you don't zag much harder than naming Griffin one of the
yeah, I definitely I
people put, under 30 in media on a list. I don't know, it's like, is it like best or most? Is it most?
Most would make sense. Best, I vor Nintendo toys professionally. So I'm not sure how I can go, you know, up against a Jesse Eisenberg, who would also be considered for media, I think, or a Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who has his own media company, beat that most.
Wait, he's not 30?
No, definitely not. That dude's like 22 years old. So, thank you, Forbes, for the honor. You zagged all of us pretty hard.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's 35 years old. Don't
thank
tweet
God.
Us. Oh,
thank God. Thank God.
Facebook.
Oh, thank
keep it.
Jesus.
Travis, ooh. Your zag. You have. So what I like about you, Travis, is you're working on a zag now, and you've also got a prospective zag in the future that you want to chase down.
I have four zags.
Oh
I
my
have
God.
Minor. I have major zags and minor zags. Okay. That I have charted throughout the year. And then I'll probably just surprise myself, zag on myself, and do stuff that's not in there. Right now, working on electric guitar.
Yeah, so you started, you've never played an acoustic, right? That's where most
correct.
Folks get there. Okay.
Because.
You want to shred.
Past, I want to shred. Every time I've ever picked up an instrument ever, if I was not immediately magically good at it, I have then set it down and it has been dead to me.
Okay.
And I sat down with my new electric guitar for an hour the other day, like yesterday, just practicing moving my fingers up and down the frets. Like
okay.
That was it for an hour. I'm committed to becoming good at this long term and not just like, I'm going to learn to play three chords and call it a day. Like I'm going to fucking shred.
Okay.
This year.
I'm going to learn three chords and call it a day has been working for me on guitar for the better part of 15 years.
Well,
Don't knock it till you tried it, buddy. Also, I do very much enjoy the rationale of the electric guitar, which is to say, I don't know how to play this, but I do wish it was louder.
Yeah.
I do wish I could hear better what I was doing so poorly.
And my neighbor, I would love my neighbors to know I'm just starting out something over here.
This isn't anything. Everyone's got to check this out. My baby's going to love this.
Oh, yeah. What it tell me? Run down those other zags, though, Trav.
Oh, I don't know how much I want to give away. I'll do some minor zags. I've decided to get really into dips. I'm gonna master guacamole.
Okay,
salsa.
Well, that's not.
Okay, that's... I'm also gonna get a sleeve tattoo.
Yeah, that'll zag me pretty good. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I was looking, Travis. I was looking over here. Whoo! There you are, over here on the.
Yeah.
Other
see,
side.
That's the thing. You're thinking, oh, guacamole. Yeah, guacamole. Tattoos.
Can you get tattoos of just a big glistening bowl of guaco?
Perhaps. I mean, I can. Travis, I don't know if I will.
I'm done with your zags. Justin, your zag surprised me very much, but I'm very excited by it. Can you tell?
Yeah, I took a Taekwondo class on Wednesday. Got the gi and everything. Two classes, one gi, $30.
Walk me through, is this going to be a continuing thing or did you just do one and done it?
Oh no, I'm headed for mastery is where I asked him to put me on the mastery track.
Yeah.
It's the one thing that they said.
Two questions.
That was attainable. Yeah.
Two important questions. One, tell me everything that happened in the class.
Okay.
And number two, because maybe you want to start with number two, is why did you choose this particular discipline of all of the martial arts sort of specializations?
Well, I researched them all very much, and the one that was 5 minutes from my house was Taekwondo.
Mm-hmm. And that's how Bruce Lee did his thing.
Yeah, that's how Bruce Lee got started. When I did arrived, so this is fun. They told me I should show up and observe a class, and when I showed up, I said, you know, I was interested in maybe taking a class, and the lady like disappeared behind the counter and came back with a gi. And I was like, oh, apparently I'm just taking a Taekwondo class today. This is not what I had anticipated. And I had just ridden a strenuous 20 minutes on the stationary bike.
Yeah.
But right before, I was not in any sort of headspace to start learning Taekwondo. The other thing that surprised me about the Taekwondo class, probably the biggest surprise, is this how early I started punching. Like when when I was instructed to punch, I kind of looked around like, I don't know how to punch. I certainly didn't. You don't think they're going to let you punch day one, right?
No.
You think they would save that.
Yeah. You don't show up to med school day one and they're like, all right, cut this dude. What? Cut this dude right now.
Wait, so what do they dangle in front of you if they let you punch day one? You know what I mean? What's the cliffhanger that brings you back for day two?
I guess punching in a way that would have any sort of effect on anything on earth would be
punching
good.
With purpose.
So, important Taekwondo question.
Yeah. Keep in mind, I've had one class. Go on.
Has it got belts?
Yeah, it's got belts. I'm headed. I feel like, okay, so this is my actual, like, thing. I know that a black belt would take a very long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've sort of ruled that out. That's probably not in my future. But I feel like if I get any color belt, most people don't know the order in which the belts come, right? So if I attain a yellow belt and I can tell people like, oh yeah, I'm a yellow belt in Taekwondo, they're not going to know if that's impressive.
That's number
or
two.
Not.
That's like the second one.
Well, you know that, and I know that now after my one Taekwondo class. It was actually, you know, here's the surprising thing. It was very hard. What with the physicality of punching and kicking for an hour.
Sure.
That was not great. That part was a little hard for me.
I've been trying to think of my own zag I can do because you guys are setting a pretty like bonkers precedent over there. And just by saying this, I'm ruining this zag, and I definitely won't be able to do it after I say it. But how great would it be if my zag was that I also took Taekwondo classes without telling you guys, and then at our next live show, Justin and I had to fight each other
while I accompanied you on electric guitar.
Oh man, that's a good look in that shit. Damn it. Maybe I'll edit this out of the podcast. I don't edit the podcast. Well, no, it's too late. Everybody knows now that Justin and I are martial arts enemies. Well, we're the masters of rival dojos. Damn it.
The idea that I would actually come in contact with another person with punches and kicking.
While doing taekwondo?
While doing my taekwondo art, occurred to me about 15 seconds ago when you said that. I had not even prepared myself for the eventuality that I would someday meet another person who I had to be better at punching and kicking than.
Or else you will be punished with physical harm.
Oh, they steal my belt, don't they?
Yeah, that's it. That's
steal
it.
Steal my belt.
There's only like five black belts around, going around, and they sort of cycle, you know? They sort of cycle in and out. You gotta beat a black belt in order to take them down. Or if you have like a fancy, you know, black tie affair, like a wedding or something coming up, you can ask them to borrow it because you don't want to clash. I don't know what to zag as. I'm taking zag suggestions.
You can't think about it too much is the thing. I drove past that place and I didn't even plan to take a taekwondo class. The zag came to me.
Yeah.
I think if you're open to the zag, it'll come to you. I did want to give a and maybe we'll do a few of these regularly. 2017 is the year we're zagging on them. They think we're gonna zig, we zag.
Yeah, zag watch.
Quick zag watch. I want to give a shout out to Hallie from, or perhaps Haley. It's hard to say. On in the Facebook group. Who has no blacksmithing experience, but has decided that they're going to make several swords and attempt to sell them at the Bristol Renaissance Fair in Wisconsin. And just to prove it, there's a video of them just like making a sword on what appears to be a grill. Maybe
Well, George Foreman.
Listen, I will buy that sword. I will buy a sword from you.
Yeah.
Get in contact. Tweet at me and let me know. How I can pay you to commission.
So dope.
I'm going to commission your 10th sword. I do not want your first one.
Nobody wants your first sword.
Fuck that. I'll take the first one and then I'll frame it. And then in 20 years, when you're a master blacksmith, I'll hand it back to you fucking Bartlett for America style. That's a good zag. Wow. Great zag.
It's a really good zag.
Let's
Griffin, I have an idea for you. Let me pitch a zag to you.
Okay. Keep in mind that I have like 2 hours of free time a week.
Yeah. You should start raising chickens.
Ooh, that would be... Well, my cat would defo murder them. Defo,
well, you put him in a thing.
No, he'll break in, like, it'll be bad. It'll be bad.
Okay, ostriches.
Now we're cooking with gas. It's bad gas, and it's bad food that we're cooking, but it is being cooked. I think we should do some questions since we did -1 last episode.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let me decide up front, though, just so people are waiting on it or not. Do we want to update the Fushigi Arts patronage or no?
I haven't seen anything that really blew my, you know, I saw lots of people buying them. But I haven't really seen, we can't just give it out to every, it's not some, these millennials and their participation trophies is just not going to happen with this one. I need to see that fucking... It doesn't have to be the best Fushigi I've ever seen, but I do need to see that fucking spark of life.
I do want to compliment Will Farr is the first Fushigi art video that I've seen on our Facebook page.
Okay, yeah, but Will...
a sample of the music that it's actually set to.
Okay, but Will, guess what? There was a drop in the video. So, like, I got to see that spark. I saw at least one drop in Will's video. And if I see a drop, that just shows me that there's the spark's just not there yet, Will.
I'm just adding him to the Fushigi Arts patronage list. If you make your own Fushigi art, it has to be bespoke for us exclusively. And you can put it on our Facebook page, hashtag Fushigi Art, or on Twitter, hashtag Fushigi Art. But do include the hashtag Fushigi Art, or else we won't be able to annex it and find it.
God, this is anyway, the dumbest thing we've ever done.
It's dumb. We're giving away $500. Someone offered, emailed us to offer to donate more money to the Fushigi Arts patronage. No! And I had this moment. I had two moments. The first one was, hell yes. Let's build this up. And then my other one was, oh no. This would snowball very quickly.
Yeah.
I cannot be, I have 2 full-time jobs. I cannot be oversee the world's largest Fushigi Arts patronage.
After a certain monetary amount, we would reach the point where anytime anything bad happened to anyone else in the world, we would feel pretty weird about how we've sort of channeled our philanthropy in this one very specific, very useless avenue.
Yeah. All right. So we did no questions last week. So we're going to actually do some this week on our podcast of questions. I just received a robe as a Christmas gift, and my God, how have I been living without one? It feels like a blanket is hugging you. Needless to say, I haven't gotten dressed today. Is that needless to say? However, I have a couple of friends coming by to hang out and watch a movie in a short while. My inclination is to put on real clothes, but then I thought, maybe this is fine? First, is it my place they're, it's my place they're coming to. It's not like I'm walking in someone's house in pajamas. Secondly, this is very much a let's watch a movie and chill, not let's have a serious conversation about life hangout. Third, maybe I zig when they expect me to zag. Anyhow, I'll definitely have gone for it by the time you even see this email, but maybe you'll be able to advise me for future situations like this. Pajama party in Portland.
Yo, so many variables, huh? Because you're wearing pants under that bad boy, right? Because if not, you can't entertain folks. It doesn't seem like that's good to have that happen to them.
It's very robe dependent, isn't it? I mean, I feel like if you show up in a if I show up to a party and the host is wearing a silken robe, perhaps one that's heavily ornamented with some sorts of with embroidery, perhaps.
Like a half dart, like a full half.
Like a half kind of vibe, but like cool. So like if they did that, I think I would feel like this is gonna pop off. Like this is gonna be ribald to the max. I don't know that I would feel that way if it was like just like Garfield popping up from a pocket. It's like I hate Monday, so I'm staying in my robe. And my robe was like had like lots of knits on it.
Oh shit!
Well, yeah,
and like
mustard and stains, fucking lasagna just covered in Cheetos,
just lasagna stains on it to continue the Garfield sort of metaphor. Yeah, and also, it would have like a big streak of Odie's shit.
This is despicable.
Yeah,
it's John's. You know, it's like just it's soaked robe. In John's tears.
It's robe dependent, I think.
Well, the problem is you run the risk of your friend showing up and you giving off the vibe of like, I don't want you here. I wish you weren't here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather just be laying around in my robe. Like, you're really imposing.
You want one that says, welcome to my boudoir. Like, that's what you
no,
want.
No, I don't
like,
think you want, no.
Maybe in bright flashing letters.
What the fuck is both of you talking about? Justin especially. This was my main red flag that went up when this question was asked, which is like, you don't want your friends to think you're trying to get them down into the fucking grotto to get weird on them.
Especially when you use the phrase, watch a movie and chill. There are connotations to that these days.
Yeah. For some reason, the millennials have taken that from us. And now it means to do sex stuff while Orange Is the New Black plays in the background.
Not sex. It doesn't have to be sex stuff.
You just said the boudoir. What the fuck else does that mean?
I meant to say bungalow. That's the problem. Welcome to my bungalow.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now we're unpacking it.
I think what I'm saying is, I don't think like sex stuff. I feel like if I show up and the host is in a robe and they have like nice slippers, like, you know what I mean? Like nice, then it's the kind of party where maybe some sorts of drugs that would have no way of procuring otherwise might be exchanged and they'd be like in a tea and it would be like so chill. You know, like it's that kind of scene.
When was the last time you went to somebody else's house, Justin? that was not related to me. It's been a minute, huh?
It's been a minute.
Here's my advice. I would say that this is perfectly acceptable on the condition that ahead of time you make these plans with your friends, like, hey, let's have a super chill day where we all like just hang out in pajamas and robes and like just like watch cartoons or whatever. Because I think that that's fine, but if they show up and they're like dressed, you know, like they're going out and hanging out and doing an event and they show up and you're in pajamas and robe, then it's weird. But if everybody's having like a Saturday morning cartoon hangout, like let's just be chill, maybe naps will happen and we won't have to like end the party just because I want to take a nap. That's fine. You just have to establish that vibe beforehand.
You also got to be careful what you're signaling, not to other people, but to yourself, right? Like, if you put on a robe, part of the reason that feels so luxurious is the supposition that you now can't do anything. Like, nothing can be expected of me. I'm wearing this robe. Mm. Like, the world's got to take a back seat. If you start wearing a robe and then going about your day to day, one, you're going to lose the power of that connotation. You're going to think like, I'm wearing a robe. This is what I do my taxes in. Like, that's not going to be luxurious or pleasant for you at all.
Yeah, you're going to need an assortment of robes. You're going to need your tax robe, your laying around robe, your time to make the donuts robe.
Hmm. So you're suggesting that this person do it sort of in the Japanese style, with a formal kimono and a semi-formal kimono, and then one that you wear to funerals.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
I can't podcast in sweatpants.
What?
I can't podcast in sweatpants. I think it's sweatpants is robe adjacent. I can't podcast. If you've ever heard me on a podcast, like 99.9% of the time, almost without fail.
Just pants?
Unless my jeans were in the wash. I cannot podcast or do any work in sweatpants. It's always jeans. I'm wearing jeans right now. Always jeans. Can't do it in sweatpants.
That's insane.
My body can't make the connections.
You're on that Elizabeth Gilbert tip. She came to our podcast and told us not to wear sweatpants when we podcasted. And Elizabeth, I'm very sorry. You are a bastion of great advice, but it's 10:44 a.m. and I need to do me. I need to do me, Elizabeth.
I work out of my home. I have to keep the lines clear. I have to make those lines clear. I can't do it. And I think a robe might be kind of the same thing.
It's definitely just the same thing. This person referred to it as a blanket that you wear. That is not work time stuff.
Definitely. It's not socialization time for sure.
You don't want, but what I'm saying is if it is a robe hangout, if that's the event you're like, I did this with my friends on Christmas, like come over, we're going to watch Christmas movies and hang out in our pajamas and eat Christmas cookies. Like, cool, but not like a, hey, every time we hang out from now on, get used to this robe, because you'll always be seeing it forever. This is me now.
Here's a good measuring stick. Imagine you open the door in a t-shirt and jeans, and then at about an hour in, you leave the room and return in a robe. Try to think about the signal that would send, because I think that might make it a little clearer, right? True. Like, if I said somebody does that to me, I think, oh, we should go. That's very passive aggressive, but you want us to go. We should go now.
Can I do a Yahoo?
Yes.
It was sent in by Jeffrey Corbello. Thank you, Jeffrey. It's by Yahoo Answers user Wilma. And I just want to give another shout out to the fucking Yahoo ad department, because it's not telling me Melissa McCarthy's dead this time. Thank you. It's an advertisement for spam. And what I'm seeing here, boys, is just the sweatiest looking bowl of macaroni and cheese that has ever been devised on God's green earth, and there are just these sort of desperate islands of spam floating around in this bowl, and it is maybe the gnarliest thing I've ever seen. And it also says save $1 on the advertisement, and like, how much could this possibly cost me? I don't want to get all prices righty on me here, but damn, this is a gnarly looking bowl of foodstuffs that you have shown me. It's just a visually challenging website every time I visit it now, and I can't wait for it to die.
Speaking of spam, I just have to say this real quick. I got an email about a voice changer with effects app that spam. And the icon of this fake account is Guy Fieri pointing at me directly. And the subject line of the spam email is, all caps, "This is spam. Don't judge."
All right.
All right. Nice. That's nice. A new game.
Zag.
I clicked through. You got me on that one. That's quite a zag.
Oh, I thought of a zag I did this week that I didn't even bring up. Watched Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on demand. It wasn't just on and I just had the TV on. I sought out the triple D.
You pounded your fist on the your sweaty cheese dust coated fist on the table and said, "I demand."
It was
to watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
It was 3:30 in the morning. I got on kayak.com and bought a fucking one-way ticket to Flavortown.
Did you actually do this at 3:30 in the morning?
Yeah. That's when Henry likes to party with his uncle Guy. All right.
It's so cute. He pulls his sunglasses off his head, but then they just snap directly back because they're on that cool strap.
Wilma asks, need, oh, and this is in Yahoo products, Yahoo Mail, sending and receiving messages. So I think it's time we give back to the community. Wilma asks, need email that I sent to Gary Spangler. Need email that I sent to Gary Spangler. We never do like IT, you know, technology advice here. Wilma has sent a delicate email to Gary Spangler. And we all do this in the heat of passion. We click that send button and we think, oh gosh, I shouldn't have clicked that send button on this Yahoo Mail service I use. How do we
is
get
it
this
S-P-A-N-G-L-E-R?
Email?
S-P-A-N-G-L-E-R?
Yeah, yeah. Are you trying to look him up and like, what are you doing? Like a social hacking where you call him and ask him to delete all his emails?
Don't you worry about it.
Oh, Jesus. No, I'm worried about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, there is, okay. There's a Gary Spangler.
Oh, God, Trav, this is getting, I don't want to do anything to Gary Spangler.
Well, no, but I want to make sure that we are not talking about like an actual person that might, this might get worse. You said a full name, Griffin. You just said a first and last name in this Yahoo answer.
So what? There's lots of Gary Spanglers. We didn't say like Gary Spangler from the Bronx.
Well, this is what's interesting to me, Griffin. When I Google that name, the first 10 responses are like all the same dude.
Oh, maybe it's Gary Spangler then.
Mm-hmm.
So say
Spangler
we sent
with an E or a Spangler with an A.
So say we sent him a delicate email and we are an old person and we just need that email back very much because there was stuff in there that in Vino Veritas, you know, sipping those Mai Tais and we got some of that liquid courage. And so we sent an email to Gary Spangler, but we shouldn't have sent the Spangler missive. How do I retrieve it through Yahoo's mail service?
I think if you just email him again with the subject line undo,
it'll
I think
delete.
It just does it. Oh, you have to type the whole email backwards and then send it to him, and that will erase it.
You're saying an anti-email?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating stuff.
I also think you can just respond, hey, Gary, sorry about that. My kid was on the computer. Have no idea what they sent you. Anyways, hit me back. Love, Wilma.
Love, Wilma. That wasn't me. Again, I would never say that to you, Gary. I hate you.
You can't put that genie back in the bottle.
I mean, you sending an opposite email that deletes the other email is not a thing. But if you send them another email with the exact opposite sentiment, you zagged on them, and they're not going to know which sentiment is the real sentiment. God, I wish I hadn't sent that fucking email to Gary Spangler.
He won't forgive. He won't forget. He's Gary Spangler.
He's Gary Spangler. And his alar is strong. He can hold both emails in his mind at one time and know that I both love him and hate him. Damn you, Gary Spangler.
Damn your strong alar.
How do I get this email back from Gary Spangler? You guys aren't helping me at all.
You can't, Griffin. You can't. So what you need to do, you have to bury it in an avalanche of other emails.
Oh, my God.
You just have to start, like, sending just constant email. Cut and paste passages from Shakespeare. You know what I mean? Just send him content after content until eventually that one email doesn't even register to Gary Spangler because he's received thousands of emails from you.
Gary Spangler's staying at a nice hotel, and there's something going on in the ballroom, some sort of conference he doesn't really understand. So he pokes his head in and says, hi, everybody. My name's Gary Spangler, and I'm just wondering what you're... And everybody in the room goes like, what? You're the Gary Spangler? Because the conference is for porn bot developers, and this man has been made famous through his many... Dude, you put my kids through college!
Thank you,
Gary Spangler. What was in this fucking email to Gary Spangler, though? Because now this Wilma's got like eyewitnesses now. Like now she's got a paper trail leading back to Gary Spangler.
Oh yeah, and she's claimed the crime too. You can't erase this from Yahoo. Forget how do you get it back from Yahoo Mail. How do you get it back from Yahoo Answers?
Yeah,
Gary Spangler. Okay, Gary Spangler is gonna Google himself.
Yeah,
right? Gary Spangler is gonna Google himself. He's gonna see this, Wilma.
And then he's going to come to you. What was that email, Wilma? I couldn't find it because my email box, the inbox is just a blighted wasteland of pornography. That's how I say
that. You burned my email from the inside out, Wilma.
It's poison inside. It's toxic inside of there, Wilma.
No one ever goes in. No one ever comes out.
I had e-business to do on there. Just kidding. We're both 96. It's too bad, Wilma. I've always loved you. I thought maybe you felt the same. Maybe if I'd gotten an email from you that had not been retrieved or buried in pornography. Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it, Wilma. I'm Gary Spangler. Nobody treats me this way. I feel like you guys aren't into Gary Spangler as much as I am.
You've built a rich mythology in your head that I'm trying desperately to access.
Oh, just jump on the fucking Spang train, baby. There's room for all of us on here. We can put all our hopes and dreams into Gary Spangler.
I mean, I believe in him. That's not the question, right? Like, I believe in Gary Spangler.
The question is, does Gary Spangler believe in me?
Damn it.
Here's another question for you guys, my brothers. I was recently on a long road trip, and about halfway through, I passed a driver whose car's fuel door was open. I wanted to figure out some way to let the driver know without freaking them out and making them think there was some worse problem with their car, but I failed to do so before I was out of sight. What's the best way to quickly let a fellow driver know about a small
problem with their driver.
Car? A fellow driver. A fellow driver. Know about a small problem with their car without freaking them out. Thanks for your help. Terrible southern driver. See, I sense the southern coming.
Yeah.
And I try to inject it.
Damn. We gotta all get down on trucker life. I'm in my Volkswagen Golf. I want to get a CB radio. And we all need one, don't we? For situations like these.
This is no joke. One time I saw that I was, this is when I worked at a place in Charleston and I was driving back and forth between Huntington and Charleston every day. And I saw a car with their fuel door open and like the gas cap, like, you know, fluttering in the wind. So I called Dad at the radio station and said, "Hey Dad, could you announce on the radio that if someone's driving to Charleston in like this, make of car, color of car, that the gas
this license
open.
Plate
and this motherfucker did it. Dad did that.
Dad.
That's inappropriate use. That's narrow casting. It's a violation of FCC law.
That's no good.
So if you see this, just call my dad and tell him to announce it on the radio. That's what I did.
As far as I see it, there are two options. One, you do a fucking sick ass transporter style. Oh, you can press a button to pop open your own fuel door and then you spin your car 180 degrees and drive side by side with them and high five them so that they push each other back into place. That's one option. It's tough to do. The other option is we all just start rocking CB radios because you know on Star Trek, whenever they see another ship, then they hail them. I want to do that from my Golf to somebody's Jetta. Pretty weep.
You ever think there's a moment in Star Trek where they hail another ship and the other ship is surprised that their ship could do that? Like, what is that?
What's that beeping?
That's crazy.
Someone investigate that light. You know what's
like, we've been in space. We haven't seen another ship for like 10 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's space.
I have definitely, Griffin, had the exact thought, not as a joke, the exact thought you're describing of like, you know what? I'm on this lonesome road with these other cars. I wish I could just like hail the car. And just like see what's going on. And then I realized, like, I don't do that in life. Like,
this car you like, call a body.
Yeah, exactly. In my body car that I'm driving with my spirit, I don't like do that. Like, I could do that. Like, I could hail someone at Starbucks and just say, like, hey, you know, what we're both at Starbucks was your story. I don't do that. But for some reason, if I can like do a Yui and slam on the brakes and put them into the Eververse, I can no longer see or hear them.
Pick this body up at an old junkyard. She's not the fastest ship in the verse, but she gets the job done. There's a lot of love in this hull.
It would be fun to also be able to shut down hailing frequency. That's the move that I really do want to be able to do. To be able to open hailing channels, to be able to discuss with them how things are going, and then when things go rogue, just be like, close frequencies. Close off
ray shields.
Ray shields. Calms down. Divert comm power to shields.
And then fire you start across their bow.
divert comm power to shields, and then you just start honking. What?
Those are my shields.
Those are my shields. Great job.
Great job.
We would need
it. Use the great job horn.
I mean,
this.
We would need a. What do we have? We have the great job horn. We have the fuck you horn, and yeah. Then we have the. We just have the general alert horn, and this is another problem that would be fixed by this tri-horn system, where if you heard the alert horn, you would check your fucking car out for all of it, and you would see. You don't need a horn that's like your gas door is open. You just need the alert horn, and if you get tagged with that, you know to check your shit out. Pull over and check your shit out, because there's something wrong. God, Honda, get at me. Volkswagen, you are dealing with a lot of stuff right now, but fucking get at me.
You're still hanging on to the Volkswagen, huh?
Yeah.
You know, they're begging to take it back, and you just want to keep killing Earth.
Well, I'll get it. I'll get it fixed. I'll devise my own system. I'll put a fucking Brita filter up in there.
I just divested myself of my Beetle on Friday.
Oh yeah.
And let me say, the lady who took it back did not seem very jazzed to be there.
Yeah.
Seemed like maybe it's kind of a tough time
for them
to be in that gig.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have sold me a lie car, a car full of lies.
Car full of lies. Thank you for taking it back. I mean, though, I didn't have room for my car seat in it. It was kind of a bad choice.
I mean, mine's kicky and fun to drive, and it's got a lot of get up and go and great mileage, but it's full of fucking lies. So
that's your problem.
That's your problem now. Hey, can we go to the money zone?
Yeah, follow me. I'll show you the way. You ready for a zag? I got a zag for you. The original Chuckle Boys would like to talk to you about investment.
We're all adults now.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of us were put on a very prestigious list, and I don't want to keep dropping it like several times per episode, but the list is prestigious. And you know it is because I'm pronouncing that word the correct way now, finally. Bill and Melinda Gates came to my house and said, you've been pronouncing that word wrong now that you're on that very prestigious list. That's how you're supposed to say it. Anyway, they told me Betterment. Well, I shouldn't say that. Betterment is what you're going to have to use to manage your portfolio, because they just want you to have that good money, using a system that is lower cost than other financial services and it's easy to use.
Nobody understands investing except for. I mean, some people do, I guess. And included in that very small number is not you, but is Betterment. It's a better way to invest your money, and it's your money. You should understand where it's going. They combine time-tested investing principles with the transparency and ease of use you expect from great technology, focusing on lower fees and taxes. Because if you're paying fees, you're missing the point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I've only been investing since I've been on the prestigious list, which has not been very, very long. But I do know that fungibly just doesn't add up.
Now, we do want to be upfront. Investing involves risk, right? There's
what?
No, yes, there's no guarantee.
Great.
But it does involve risk. But right now, you can get 1 month managed free. And to find out what you need to do to qualify for that 1 month of free management, just go to betterment.com/mbmbam. That's betterment.com/mbmbam. Betterment. Investing made better.
I really don't know anything about money. So a service that helps me out with that using technology sounds like a pretty great thing to me. As far as I'm concerned, this may as well be an advertisement for Wizard School. Another thing that I don't really know about, but it would be cool if someone could help me out with it.
I want to tell everybody about Squarespace. Websites are getting pretty hot, and you're probably wondering how everybody's making them, because it doesn't seem to be a button on your computer or anything like that. The secret is Squarespace. We're supported by Squarespace, so we're a bit biased. But it's time for you to, this is a copy here. I didn't make this up. Make your next move. Make your next website. That's right. It's time to zag. Even Squarespace knows that you need to make a website this week that's going to zag people in a pretty wild way. These are award-winning templates, and they're the most beautiful way to present your ideas online. And it's an all-in-one platform. You can make beautiful websites with this platform, and then there's nothing to install. You don't patch, you don't upgrade. ever, and it's got award-winning 24/7 customer support. You should make a website at least.
I should do this because I just went to griffinmcelroy.com, which I remembered redirects to my Tumblr, which I have not updated since September. And one of the top things on there is a list of Overwatch characters with Monster Factory names on them. And so, like, if you see me on the Forbes 30 Under 30, and you say, I want to know more about this young media luminary, one of the very first things you see at griffinmcelroy.com is a picture of Soldier 76 from Overwatch with the name Grandpa Piss on it. And that's one of my first sort of my brand representations. Need to fix
Justin,
that.
Justin, what website would you make on Squarespace?
Well, I can't fucking do justinmcelroy.com because Justin McElroy got it.
I'm sorry, bud.
He's my arch enemy. He works for CBC Vancouver. Mm. People tweet at me at crimes getting done in Vancouver all the time.
That's cool.
And I try to investigate it myself. It seems like a pretty good platform for me to start investigating crime.
You should have invited him out to the Vancouver show. We could have jumped his ass.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Justin McElroy. And I'm just in the back getting blazed.
Yeah. I have a message here, and it's for Julie Lang. And
wait, did we give the thing, the free trial thing?
Oh, farts, I hope so. But if not, you can get
here,
a free...
Let me try.
No,
here.
I'll do it, because you fucked up. Well,
you guys didn't even ask me what website I would make, and I thought of a real humdinger.
All right, Trav, what website would you make?
I would make a website about my conspiracy theory that Chuck, the show, is a reboot of the Computer War Tennis Shoes. And I would call all of my readers Chuckolds.
So if you want to get a free trial and 10% off your first purchase, you can visit squarespace.com/mybrother. Don't be a chuckled about it. I have a message here for Julie Lang, and it's from Charlie Lang, who says, Hi, Mom. Hope you're having fun while I'm off at college. I know Dad won't listen to blather with you, but I'm still your podcast buddy, even if I'm half a country away. Also, sorry to Travis for that dinner invitation in June, but Ma dared me, and I'm way too easily bribed. Hope this message makes up for it, Ma. Firm handshake. Love, your pumpkin. And that's very sweet, and it's supposed to go up in January. So what's up now, Charlie and Julie? We crushed it. Travis, do you remember this Din-Din invitation?
I do. I believe they tweeted at me or emailed me to let me know that they were in Los Angeles while I was still there.
Yeah.
And offered to take me out, and I didn't do that, and I don't want the Langs to take it personally.
No.
I don't like interacting with humans in that way.
No, I mean, 1 out of every 100 people on Twitter will just be a skin taker. And it's not you. Like, I know it's not you, Charlie, but if there was a 1% chance, would you throw it all away? Would you have the courage? I don't think
so. If you had one shot.
Yeah.
But not have your skin taken, would you take it?
Well, I have a personal message too, as long as we're throwing these around.
It's sure.
It's for Brandon Mueller, 2004. And it's from BB Bearded Bro.
Rye. Yeah.
Rye. Hi, Brandon. I love you. Hope you grow up big and Stretch Armstrong. If you ever get the time, you should play some Mech War Online with me. Roleplay servers only. And by the time this comes out, I'll be most likely living in the woods again without high bandwidth internet. So I might need help. Come find me. P.S. See you in hell. Winky face.
The preferred time frame is night after noon time. which is my favorite part of the whole thing.
Is this okay? Was this email supposed to be sent through time channels to actually land in 2004? Okay. Cool.
I mean, regardless, we were paid for it, so I could care less. Honestly, my job here is done.
Yeah.
It might also have been generated by some kind of bot. That just collected every 10th word it saw on Twitter and strung it into some kind of message.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, that tracks.
Hey guys, this is Adam Conover. You may know me from my True TV show, Adam Ruins Everything. Well, guess what? Now we're doing a podcast version right here on Maximum Fun. What we do is we take all the interesting, fascinating experts that we talk to for just a couple minutes on the show, and we sit with them for an entire podcast, really going deep and getting into the fascinating details of their work. Find Adam Ruins Everything wherever you get your podcasts or at MaximumFun.org.
Hey, I have one Yahoo here, and it's from Morgan Davey. Keep it wavy, Morgan Davey. Thank you. It's by Yahoo Answers user Sting has come to save Yahoo Answers. And look at that. The profile picture is the wrestler Sting with his fun makeup. Sting, the wrestler, asks, is there any way to take a good mugshot? I know it's never a good thing to get arrested, but it happens, right? Nah. So what would your attitude be like going in for your mugshot? Would you just try to make the best of it and take a good pic, or still be sad? Nobody wants to get arrested, but everyone does. Not as much true that sentiment.
The secret to a good one, I've seen a lot of celeb mugshots, and I think the secret is you got to have a facial expression that says, I bet I'm famous by now. Otherwise, it won't happen for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's sort of the secret. Like, take the mugshot that you feel like expresses the life that you want to have, not mm-hmm. the one that you do have currently. An aspirational mugshot, which should be a great compliment to the domain I do own, sexymugshots.com.
Every time I press S on my keyboard while Google Chrome is open, it autofills to that, and I keep reminding myself it is a domain that you, a madman, owns, and not some weird fetish I got into like 3 years ago that Google Chrome remembers.
If you want to see our YouTube videos, the most recent one came out 7 months ago. Sorry.
Oops.
We should probably do better at that.
Yeah. Travis.
Sexymugshots.com is the only URL you need.
I love your idea about aspirational superstar mugshots, though, because I would go with the Tim Allen sort of rugged, true grit-ass cowboy man mugshot. Mm-hmm. You see that, and you think, like, this guy's A, going to be a home improvement star, and also handsome as just all get out. I'm looking at it now, and this is the most handsome Tim Allen has ever looked. There's also the handsome mugshot guy who happened last year, and now he's been released from prison, and now he has like a Bugatti or something. People are just like crazy about this guy and his handsome face. So I think there's a lot of opportunities there.
You know, if it were me, what I would do when I had a mugshot taken is try to like screw my face up into like a weird face and like mess my hair all up and like mess my beard all up. And try to look as unrecognizable as possible in my mugshot. And then as soon as the mugshot was taken, I'd like shave my beard and like get my hair cut short and like bleach it blonde and maybe like, you know, wipe off that fake face tattoo I had. That kind of thing. Because then the next time someone saw my mugshot, I'd be like, oh, that's not me.
Hmm. That's a really great... That's actually not a bad... They wouldn't let you do that, but it's like...
Yes, like a good idea.
It's a good idea. They explicitly wouldn't let you do that. Maybe that's why Tim Allen shaved off that Jeff Bridges True Grit ass cowboy mustache that he had in a sexy picture.
Do you guys think that? Do you guys have it in your area? The magazine that they sell at the gas station. Okay, so this is like a common thing everywhere, right? It's not just here in Huntington.
The mugshot magazine.
I'm talking about the magazine they sell at the gas station that has pictures of everybody's mugshots that are just like someone realized that was a free renewable resource and they decided to bring that hot property.
Print. Not sure what the market is there. Like, I would love to see some down on their luck people who've made some pretty bad mistakes. I would love to see just sort of a yearbook of them of sad stuff.
Yeah. I would say, I have an idea. Guys, what if we combined mugshots and Instagram filters or Snapchat filters?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean?
So no,
like you took your mugshot and then like a rainbow was coming out of your mouth. What?
I mean, that's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's super fun. You know what I would do if I was getting my mugshot taken?
What?
I would stand there and do exactly... like what the arresting officer told me to do. And I would be respectful and sort of acknowledge that I had done a crime and mm-hmm. got caught at doing the crime. And so like I lost the game of law. And so I have to, you know, sort of deal with the consequences of it. I wouldn't, you know, act like an asshole and do some fun, like goofy stuff. I would stand there and I would be very like, compliant. So
and then you'd say, and now let's do a funny one.
Yeah, or you know what I would do when I got my mugshot taken is not get arrested because I'm like a really good boy who doesn't do illegal things. Mm-hmm. So, That's the that's the real secret to a good mugshot, is don't be in a position to have one taken at all.
Mm. The best mugshot is the ones you don't take.
That's true.
You miss 100% of the mugshots you don't take.
I work at a craft brewery in Vancouver because I'm a cool boy. We have a regular customer who stops by every few weeks. Each time he visits, he has a new first date. All dates look very similar. He either has a type or is a murderer. They are all brunette and slightly taller than him. Here's the kicker. Every time he comes in, he pretends that he has never been to the brewery before.
Oh my
and
God.
Says things like, ooh, what's good? And what should we get? I don't know much about this craft beer scene. I see this man more than I see my parents.
Oh, man. This stinks.
This stinks. My question is, do I confront him on his next date? Do I let the illusion continue? Additional info. Every time he gets a flight of beer, and they've described here 4 or 5 ounce beers, they share it, and he rarely gets another beer, only if the date is going super well. Also, not the best tipper. That's from slinging beers to, quote, strangers in Vancouver, Canada.
I have an idea.
Oh, man.
Let me say this, Travis. Have you really thought this
have
through?
Really
because there was a lot to
it.
Absorb.
I have. Go with me here. I think you will both enjoy this. You have to Groundhog's Day this man. He's going to come in, and you're going to go, Steven?
No, oh, man.
And he's going to kind of like make big eyes, and you're going to say, I haven't seen you since high school. And you are going to spout all these facts about him that you know from him coming in and that he knows you know from him coming in and see how long he can keep up the illusion that you're old buddies from your high school days in front of his date.
Oh, my God. That's actually kind of good. I mean, they won't do it.
They won't.
That's insane. But
this
is pretty good.
They go on a bunch of first dates and it doesn't, you know, they're unlucky in love or whatever. Vancouver's a big city, you know, there's probably a big dating scene there, big Tinder game up there. That's fine, whatever. But that combined with the pretending you've never been to this place that you take all of your first dates to is, it's beyond, it's a whole nother level. Why would you do this? What's the advantage of doing this? If you're taking a first date somewhere, you want it to be like a place that you know is cool, right? This sounds like a hip, cool place, hip, cool craft brewery. So you want to take your first date there and be like, I know this cool craft brewery that I go to sometimes. Why the fuck would you pretend that you haven't been there before? Unless you're trying to like do a really, really unsavory zag. This is no bueno.
I mean, I did one summer take like 5 or 6 different dates to go see Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one. And each time I did pretend
hell,
like I
Trav.
Hadn't seen the movie yet. Well, I really loved the movie, Griffin, and I wanted more excuses.
Sorry,
to
did
go.
You say you wanted you pretended like you hadn't seen it?
Well, that would be weird if I was like, hey, date number 3, do you want to go see this movie I've already seen 4 times?
So in fucking...
Because she might say no.
So fucking Barbossa stabs Jack at the end of it, and you're like, oh, you have to pretend like, oh no, he's dead. But then he has that coin, and you're like, I knew he wasn't dead.
Before the movie starts, there's a lot of, boy, this is quite a character choice Johnny Depp's making. I don't know if he's going to be able to keep it together for a whole movie. And then at the end, you have to be like, wow, he really did pull it off, huh?
He really stuck the landing. And you know what? I love this movie.
You have a moment marked at like 90 minutes where you go, wait a minute. This reminds me of Keith Richards.
Wait, it's is like this Keith based Richards. On a ride?
And you say that before, like, I really love the ride. I hope there's a lot of references to it.
Pirates? Novel. Huh. What are they? Some kind of adventurers on the high seas?
What are these? Huh. What are these ocean thieves?
Are these like sky pirates who but are on these, water?
Who are these sea burglars?
The one that's hardest to commit to is every time you see Keira Knightley, you have to say, is that Robin Wright Penn? She looks fantastic. Hey, does anybody know? Is that Robin Wright Penn?
Oh, Legolas is in this one. I loved him. I loved him in Elizabethtown. Travis, that's also not. Why did you do that? Why didn't you say
I was 18 and I just really loved Pirates of the Caribbean, Griffin? I'm not gonna sit here and make excuses to you, huh? Like you're perfect.
I'm just saying you could just say, like, let's go see Pirates of the Caribbean. I've already seen it, and it's really great, and I think you're going to like it.
I saw it 9 times in theaters. At what point do I not have to, like, keep up?
At what point are you forcibly removed from the podcast and we find a new host? Because that's
a good question that I'd love an answer to right now.
It was a very good movie. I was 18. There weren't a lot of good movies on that summer.
Not a lot of good movies before Pirates of the Caribbean. Dang.
Not that summer. No. I love that movie a lot, you guys. And it's not like I stayed with it for the whole series. I didn't see the rest of them 9 times in theaters. Just that one.
Okay.
Just Pirates of the Caribbean. And I would say only like 6 of that was like, I desperately want to see. The other like 3 was like, our family went once. And then like, friends wanted to go. I'm just saying, I have very good reason for seeing Pirates of the Caribbean 9 times in theaters. Okay.
You miserable piece of shit. Let's take it to the leaderboard, Mo. Let's see. Finding Nemo.
Yes.
Matrix Reloaded.
Not a good date movie.
Bruce Almighty. X2. Terminator 3.
He's actually got a really good point. All these movies kind of blow, except for Finding Nemo.
Bad Boys 2.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. Too Fast, Too Furious, you miserable piece of shit.
The Italian Job. Mystic fucking River.
Sea Biscuit.
That's not a good date movie.
That's like a date movie. Daddy Day.
Kangaroo fucking Jack.
Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
A lot of sequels that year.
A lot of sequels and remakes, huh? Spy Kids 3D.
June 20th from Justin 2 Kelly. Ong Lee's Hulk. Wow, what a bad summer. Holy shit, Travis. You were not kidding.
Thank you.
Is Pirates of the Caribbean actually a good movie, or did it just come out like...
On the same day as The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? Great question, Justin. Is it a good movie, or did it just come out at the same time as Johnny English? A great question, Justin.
Salient drain.
Was it actually great, or did it come out 2 weeks before Lara Croft Tomb Raider The Cradle of Life? It's hard to say what is the truth here and what is fake.
Oh, man.
Tough to say. When contrasted from the bright light of The Secret Lives of Dentists, it's really tough.
Okay. I get what you're saying. I get it. Folks, that's going to do it for our podcast.
Oh, sorry. You put this fucking person on blast the next time we come in. Jerry, you come in here every week. Stop it. Stop this. Stop this behavior.
Maybe he's one of like septuplets.
No, Trav.
Maybe he's got blank slate disease.
Maybe he's got the clean slate. Maybe. All right. Let's end the show. But call like a police officer or a private detective or like a bodyguard or a drill bit tailor type figure in here to do this confrontation. You are not going to want to do this confrontation. Get a drill bit tailor to do it for you. Also, summer 2003, great flick. Drill bit tailor. Thank you.
Anyway, that's going to do it for our podcast. My brother, and me. Sorry, I on a wild hair because I was looking through my domains a little bit ago. I clicked through to Which One Vapes because I was curious where the leaderboard was at. Not a lot of big surprises. Dane Cook, Johnny Depp, Jared Leto, Kid Rock, Russell Brand, Macklemore. Their top 6. Highest rating woman, Miley Cyrus, coming in at number 8.
Like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
What I really do like, though, is if you click through the leaderboards, now at the bottom of the leaderboard... There's a new segment called Confirm Vapors, and it just says John Cusack, and then underneath his name says, cannot hide.
What a good website.
Vaping. It's like, there it is. Yeah, this one's out. We can't vote on this one now.
Yeah. All right.
This one's out. So anyway, that's our show, My Brother, and Me. We hope you have enjoyed it thoroughly, and you had fun listening to it, and I hope you're going to have some good zags this week. Got some good ones planned.
Don't sleep on this year. We've slept on every other year's motto. This one is too fun not to do. Zag on them.
I would like to do a quick plug. A new show has just been added to the Max Fun Network, the network of which we are a part. And it is my favorite podcast in the world. It's hosted by a media luminary and his wife. And it's called Rose Buddies, and it stars, let me check my notes, Griffin McElroy and Rachel McElroy. They talk about The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, and other like reality, love shows. And it is, no joke, my favorite podcast in the world. Even if you don't care about any of those properties, and you might even be disgusted by them, I would say that the quality of the show and the fact that it is the funniest show around kind of negates the need to actually watch the source material to enjoy the show. You should check it out, Rose Buddies, on MaximumFun.org and also on iTunes. Check it out. You're going to love it.
Thank you, Travi. That's very sweet of you.
You're welcome.
Be careful. It might actually lead to you watching The Bachelor, though.
Oh, and it's brain poison.
That did happen to me.
Yeah. There's lots of other great shows on the network, though, like Schmanners, which Travis does with his wife, Teresa, that is so good, and Sawbones, which Justin does with Sydney, that is also so good, and a bunch of other shows that we don't do, like Jordan Jesse Go and Stop Podcasting Yourself and Throwing Shade in the Flophouse.
Speaking of Jordan Jesse Go,
This
weekend at Sketchfest, I am going to be doing Jordan Jesse Go, at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Come see that. You can still get tickets for it. Just search Sketchfest Jordan Jesse Go, I guess.
And they just celebrated their 10-year anniversary of doing the show, which is bananas. And congratulations, Jordan Jesse. That show was like super formative for us. Like we were big fans of that. And that's sort of how we got involved with the network. And so, we wouldn't be here on Max Fun if it hadn't been for Jordan Jesse Go. So, it's a great show. Congratulations, guys. And here's to 10 more, 10 more good ones.
Also, good years.
Saturday at Sketchfest, at 4:30, I'm going to be doing Obsessed with Joseph Scrimshaw, talking about video games with Rebecca Watson. So that is also happening this Saturday the 14th at San Francisco Sketchfest. I'll see you there.
I wanted to give a quick plug to a podcast I have not talked about in a long time, but has continued to grow. This is not a Max Fun show, but it's called Quarter Pointed, featuring, my father-in-law, Tommy Smurl, and, Mike Meadows, who I guess is my cousin. It's hard to, you know, it gets confusing, but Mike's a lawyer and they do a show that educates you in law. I mainly wanted to highlight it this week because all of their episode titles are always something v something else, and they're always a delight. But this week's episode is called Rasputin versus JonBenet, and you really can't beat that for an episode title.
Yeah, I'm probably ever. I am gripped.
Yeah, I mean, you're on the edge of your seat.
Sure.
And it's the beginning of season 2 of Court Appointed, which is a good idea. We should have done seasons.
Damn it.
But anyway, Court Appointed is the name of the podcast.
And thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. You've got it at this point, I'm sure. But if not, pick it up. Tell your friends to pick it up. And it's really, really a fantastic album. And I think you're going to like it a lot. Should we tie one off? Is that anything?
No.
I don't know.
Well,
I think it's something.
I'd like to read the last question. It was sent in by Nicholas Potter. Thank you, Nicholas. It's by Yahoo Answers user Sharon S., who asks, when is the best time to have a root beer float?
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Media Luminary 3903 Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me, because your dad's square on the lips.
Hi, this is Griffin McElroy.
Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
And we're the host of Rose Buddies. It's a podcast about the Bachelor family of products.
We watch The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, it is garbage television, but we're the king and queen of this garbage pile. We're the raccoons in charge around here.
So join us on Tuesdays.
Because the TV show's on Mondays. And basically, we'll recap what we saw, and we'll just sort of scoop the garbage around us and make a little fort out of it.
No viewing required.
But it's a good TV show. What are you doing?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.